Hi, my name is Charlie. I studied abroad last fall in London, and I'm going to be talking about a story when I went to Amsterdam. Going to London, I knew that I wanted to meet people from a bunch of different cultures and people that lived all around the world to kind of like diversify what I'm like my awareness. Intercultural, what is it like? Intercultural competence? Yeah, that. So I often would like go out and explore alone and just like try to meet new people that came from different places than me. And I remember one time specifically when I was in Amsterdam that I met this Italian group of people. And we were in a bar until like 4 a.m. just talking about their life, like their backgrounds, like their schooling. And it was just really interesting to hear all the differences. You know, we come from the US and a lot of us are kind of doing the same thing, and it's very different in a lot of countries in Europe. I feel like Amsterdam is one of those places that was the most influential for me because, first of all, like, everyone there is really high. Like, that's not the point of it, but everyone, the culture is just different. You know, people, there's bikes everywhere. It's beautiful. There's like the focus. People have balance there. It's not all about work. There's all of my favorite DJs, like creative people, come out of the Netherlands, specifically Amsterdam. And I think it was really influential for me to meet all these different types of people, specifically from Amsterdam, and the people that I met who were from Italy about our age, just to learn a little bit about their culture and specifically their schooling. So yeah, I think like in terms of their schooling, learning about how harsh their teachers are on them and like different things that they have to do to pass school, to even get to what we call university or college is pretty crazy. Like the having like 5 or 6 teachers asking them questions about any various subject that they've learned during their time in high school is to what we refer it as, was pretty crazy. And like, if we were to have to do that here, we'd be studying a lot harder. Like we complain about how hard school is here. Yeah, it's very hard in Italy. And same with COVID. Like, it seemed like they were very, very strict over there with COVID. Like, they had police patrolling the streets. You couldn't even go out past 8 p.m. I mean, it's interesting to see how our lives over here have been shaped so differently from theirs due to, like, their upbringing and their cultures.
Yeah. Did you engaging and talking to these Italian people make you appreciate the United States even more than you already have?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, people, like, I appreciate the United States, but I also appreciate their culture because I feel like a lot of European culture is different, but also a lot of it's better. Like, I obviously wouldn't want to go to school in Italy because of that. I would have never passed that. But I think that, like, I do appreciate the school system here to a degree. But I think the overall culture I did find more interesting in various parts of Europe. I found people to be like more rounded, more like balanced, and like just different goals for life. So it was interesting to compare and contrast the cultures between the different places I visited. But like I said, Amsterdam was definitely one of those places that had been the most influential to me. I mean, even the people who were at the hostel we were at were so kind, like telling us all these things to do. They would just get off work, go on a boat ride, chill. Like it was really laid back, and people were really interested in what everyone else had going on in their lives. So, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm gonna finish there.